Sechet per beis mishnah above ma'aser shezara Rabbi Shimon isha mitzbeh b'fnei Rabban Gamliel. There was a story that Rabbi Shimon isha mitzbeh. Rabbi Shimon was from mitzbeh, and he planted two different types of wheat in his field, and it was in the times of Rabban Gamliel. And Rabbi Shimon isha mitzbeh did not know whether he has to give payah separately from each type of wheat, or maybe he can give payah from one type of wheat, and that would be sufficient. Va'alu lelishkas hagazis b'shalu. They went up to the Lishkas HaGazis to ask this Shaila. The Lishkas HaGazis was in the Beit HaMikdash, and that's where the Sanhedrin HaGadol was. The most important Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaGazis. Amar Nachum Halav, Nachum the Sofer, answered this question. Mekubal ani mi Rabbi mi Asha. I have a tradition for Rabbi mi Asha. Shekibel mi Abba. Rabbi mi Asha had a tradition from father. Shekibel min Azuzah. That Abba had this tradition from the Zugos, from the peers of Tanaim, that were on the Sanhedrin, after the times of the Anshei Kesed HaGdolah. These are the peers of Tanaim that are mentioned in the first parak of Avos. And the first parak of Avos, it mentions a number of peers of Tanaim that said different Dibri Musa. Shekiblu min Anavim, Halacha Moshe Misina. And the Zugos had a tradition from the Nevi'im about a Halacha Moshe Misina. And Allah Lamash Misina states as follows. Bizarea Sadeu Shne Mine Chita. The Masan Garanachas Noisin Peachas. Stay Granos. Noisin Stay Peels. Somebody who plants in his field two different types of wheat. If he harvests all the wheat at the same time, then it's sufficient to give one pair. He doesn't have to give pair separately from both types of wheat. It's enough to give pair from just one type of wheat. But if he harvests the two types of wheat at two different times, then he would have to give two separate pairs. He would have to give a separate pair from each type of wheat. Sechet per per beis mishnah zayin sadeh shekatru kusam. A field that was harvested by kusam. Goyim harvested the field. For example, the owner of the field was a goy, and he harvested the field. And after he harvested the field, he was miskar. He became a ger. Katru lister. Well, a Jewish person owned the field, but he didn't harvest it himself. But the bandits came, and they harvested the field. Or ants came and bit into the produce, and that caused the produce to get rooted out of the ground. So ruach behema petura. Or if a strong wind blew onto the produce, causing it to break, and that's how the produce was harvested. Or a behema came and bit into the produce, causing the produce to be harvested. In all these cases, the owner of the field is parted from leaving payah to the aniyah. This is going down from the pasuk, as the pasuk says, ubekutzrachem. When you, the owner of the field, harvest the field, that's when you're mechuyev to leave payah to the aniyah. But in all these cases, the owner of the field was not the one that harvested the field. Instead, somebody else or something else caused the field to be harvested, so therefore, the bound, the owner of the field, is parted from leaving payah to the aniyah in these cases. Katar chetzir, v'kitzru listem chetzir, petura, shechovas hapeah bekama. If the owner of the field himself harvested the first half of the produce, but before he had a chance to harvest the second half, listim came and they harvested the second half of the produce. In this case also, the owner of the field is parted from leaving payah to the aniyah. Even though in this case the owner did harvest the first half himself, but since the second half was harvested by the listim, his pater as a chiyav of payah is in the kama, meaning to say the chiyav of payah is to leave the payah to the aniyah while the produce is still attached to the ground, as opposed to giving the payah after it was entirely harvested. As if only after you harvested the entire field you gave the payah to the aniyah, then in this case, since the owner did harvest a portion of the produce, he would be mechuyev to give the payah to the aniyah. But since the chiyav of payah is not after you harvested, the chiyav of payah is to leave some of the produce that's still attached to the ground to the aniyah. And normally you would leave the last bit of the produce to the aniyim. The last part of the harvest is what you would leave to the aniyim. And it's the listim that did the last part of the harvest. So therefore you are patur. As at the time that there was a chiyav of payah, which is at the end of the harvest, the owner himself wasn't the one that harvested the field. It was listim that harvested the last part of the produce. So therefore, in this case, even though the owner of the field harvested the first half, since the listim harvested the second half, the bottom of the field is patur from leaving payah to the aniyah.